Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. We're going to start out talking about the First Lady of Prescott. We lost her about a month ago, Elizabeth Ruffner. We have Becky Ruffner in here with Cecilia Jernigan. We'll be talking about an absolutely wonderful tribute coming to her at the Elks Theater coming up Sunday. And then we're going to have something that, despite the weather right now, our backyard chefs will be just drooling over, because we want to get them to think about Memorial Day weekend, when so many people fire up the outdoor grill and get the barbecue and grilling going. We have interviews that I have done in the last week and a half with three authors, each of whom has brand new books out just for the backyard barbecue chef. I'll be chatting with Elizabeth Carmel about her new book, Steak and Cake, with Jamie Previance, he is the chief grilling guru for Weber, about his new book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling, and with Stephen Reichlin for his new book, The Brisket Chronicles. And those books, by the way, will also make great Father's Day gifts, hint, hint. But we have Cecilia Jernigan and Becky Ruffner here. Becky, why don't we inform our listeners, first of all, about, we know about your mother, of course. She was such a wonderful asset to the Prescott area. And I think it's wonderfully apt that this tribute to her is going to be at the Elks Theater, which I don't think would be in its glory the way it is now without her work.
Well, I have to agree with you there, DJ Tone, Phone. My mother loved that building. She loved buildings that were historic in nature and that had a purpose in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it came time to try to protect the Elks building itself, she was right there. She used to tell me that my dad and she went to dinner parties upstairs in the Elks in the 40s. And I guess some of those events really stuck in her mind as being something that really brought her back to that structure and wanting to protect it.
And not only has the exhibition area, the stage and movie theater been brought back to its original grandeur, but that third floor is also a wonderful private banquet venue now. They have entertainment up there. Our friend Tom Agostino has booked a couple of very intimate concerts and dinner venues up there. It's just wonderful. But let me ask you, what do you think spurred your mother's great interest in the history of this area? Because she was also really, really into the history of Northern Arizona and especially Prescott.
Yes, she was. Well, I think it probably had a lot to do with marrying into a family that had been here since the 1860s.
That'll do it.
yeah, as you say, that'll do it.
Uh-huh.
She was surrounded by George Ruffner, Sheriff George Ruffner's history. I think he died in office in 1930-something, and he was the oldest living law enforcement officer in the state at that time. So the Ruffner Stables downtown next to the Chamber of Commerce today. Lester Ruffner, my grandfather, came out here at the age of 16 to take over the mortuary that my great uncle George had won in a poker game.
Oh, my goodness.
In the Palace Bar. A bad debt had, I guess, arisen.
That is a pure whiskey rose story, isn't it?
It is a pure, and these things surrounded my mom. And really, I think she felt so much a part of that history as the decades went by. And then my dad got involved with organizing the centennial here in Prescott in 1964. So that was period costumes. A woman from Hollywood came out and helped us all have these wonderful ball gowns, territorial ball gowns. Anyway, so she really didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
She was very steeped in history from the time she got off the train in Williams. She and her mom were on the way out to L.A., but never mind, my dad had other plans.
Yeah. And speaking of steeped in history, anybody who attends events now at the Prescott Elks Theater sees the ushers, including your sister, at the Elks Theater dressed in the period gear, right?
Yes, very much
That's
so.
That's a wonderful asset to the theater.
Melissa really is a member of the Elks Guild,
yeah.
And those women are just the backbone of the organization. They really greet people. They provide the atmospherics. And my sister and several other guild members have incredible costume collections, period costume collections that mm-hmm. they enjoy. So,
and Cecilia Jernigan, tell us about the wonderful event coming up to honor the memory of Elizabeth Ruffner at the Elks Theater.
Well, DJ, that's going to be coming up this Sunday, as you were saying, Memorial Day weekend. You were mm-hmm. talking about that, so very apropos. It's Sunday, May 26th. It's going to be at 3 p.m. at the Elks Opera House. I'm telling people, everybody that I talk to, it's Memorial Day weekend in downtown Prescott. So if you want to find a parking place, I would get there at least by 2 o'clock. And there are no tickets being sold, so it's first come, first serve. My understanding is that the Elks does hold about 450.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm correct, there's about 50 Ruffners that are going to be there.
Yeah. So our friends and family will probably take those 50 seats. And then we really look forward to having a full house, and the Marina Room at the Haciampa Inn will host the live stream. And that will be a great spot for folks who aren't seated at the Elks.
And you know what's great about that too, and I know you both can really appreciate this, anybody who's coming into town to visit relatives here for the holiday weekend, boy, between the Elks Theater and the Haciampa, you talk about some architectural and historical value to this area, plus the wonderful stories we're going to hear about your mom. My mm-hmm. goodness, mm-hmm. you're going to really learn about Prescott if you attend either of those, aren't you?
Yes, a lot goes on there. And I tell you one quick story. My grandfather lived for several months in the Haciampa Hotel, and I remember very well going up and down in the elevator by myself.
Ooh.
It was a big deal. And there was a donut and pie counter down in where the restaurant is now. And this thing was as long as that room is. And I remember sitting at that counter in the morning with my grandfather. This would have been in the 50s. And I could get whatever I wanted in that case.
Wow.
So, you know, a few of us have our own little recollections.
Uh-huh. Now, that's influence.
What the town
even
used to be
age.
Like.
Now, wasn't the Haciampa a hospital many years ago?
I don't believe so.
The reason I ask is because in the Steve McQueen movie, Junior Bonner, it's the hospital, and it looks like a hospital, too.
One can do a number of things in film that
sure.
May not actually be
mm-hmm. And, you know, even you know, and with the wonderful history that we see in Prescott, if you see that movie, it's like a time capsule.
Oh, it is a time capsule.
Of 1972, I believe.
It is relevant today.
It is, yeah.
Development, the cowboy who comes into town and finds out his brother's selling the ranch down the river, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to Stuart Rosebrook the other day. Jeb Stuart wrote the screenplay for that mm-hmm. and worked with Sam Peckinpah all the way through. But Stuart and I were reminded it's 2 years away from the 50th.
Oh, my
goodness. So we threw a party at the Elks. I mean, pardon me, at the Palace Bar on the 40th. But looks like it's time to plan the 50th now.
And you know what? If you watch that movie, you also find out why they call that Sheldon Street retail area the Depot Marketplace,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, you look at the downtown area and what is now, I believe, the restaurant up there at the top of the hill. That was an Amoco station, a Standard Oil, you know, gas station.
Yes.
You still see Goldwater's there. You see the
yes.
old JCPenney there.
Yeah.
I also watched the movie Billy Jack, which
yeah.
was filmed, I think, the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, to see the, you know, Prescott that long ago, it's mm-hmm. it really, really takes you back.
Yeah, a number of locals having Cokes and her ice cream sundaes right there on the plaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure, sure. And Cecilia, you've got, I know this is not in order the way it's going to work on that event day, but tell us about some of the plans and some of the things we're going to see and hear at the Elks Theater.
Sure, DJ. You know, there are, I can't even tell you the number of people that wanted to be, you know, on stage and sure. sharing their memories. Mm-hmm. And so what the Ruffner family has done is they have created a web page so that people can go and share their memories. And that's www.rememberingelizabeth.com. And you just can sit there and read amazing stories and memories that people have. And one of the guys, I can't remember his name, wanted to know, back in the 1970s or 80s, somebody at the state level said, "What exactly does Elizabeth Ruffner do up there in Prescott?" And this guy turned around and said, "She runs the place." So that's just one of the memories on that website. But the people that we did the Ruffner family chose, have very, very special memories.
Sure.
And the first person talking is Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And she has some incredible stories to tell and to share about her mom. And then Dennis Garvey is going to be the MC.
Yep.
And Dennis has written a song. And the song is going to actually be in the program so everybody in the audience can sing along. And I think that's going to be very special. And, of course, our Mayor Pro Tem, Billy Orr,
mm-hmm.
and Gail Steiger and his wife are going to be singing. That's such a gift, you know, to have them both be there. Joe Baines, you know, the city of Prescott, the Recreation Department, Joe and Elizabeth, for some reason, form such a close intense bond, those two. They work together on so many things. And we'll have some videos, too. We've mm-hmm. got some great videos of Elizabeth. You know, Save the Dells, that was only about, what, Becky, 3 or 4 months ago?
It was October of 18 when she and Mrs. Rusing were in the pedicab out there on the trail at Pointy Rocks.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
They're out there. She's got her Elizabeth's got 99 years old, and she's got her Save the Dells button, and she's out there, you know, waving and talking to people. So we have that video. And we also have the video when she was inducted into the Arizona Women's Hall of Fame.
Oh, and that's, she's the only, I believe, the second woman as
her and Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right.
Yeah.
The first living.
That was the first two living mm-hmm. legends to be inducted into the Arizona Women's Hall of Fame. And so we've got that video. And I'll let Becky talk a little bit about Michelle.
Yes, I would love to. Michelle Kahan is an architect in Washington, D.C. She's actually employed in the office called the Architect of the Capitol. So a few years ago, you may have seen the Capitol Dome kind of coated in this pink stuff
mm-hmm.
while it was being totally refurbished. And that's Michelle's project. She landed in Prescott as a young woman in her 20s, probably in the late 70s. And she was an intern from the National Trust for Historic Preservation assigned to this woman named Elizabeth Ruffner in Prescott, Arizona, so that she could help with a survey of downtown historic structures. And as Michelle tells it, she was no sooner unpacking her bags in her little rented room for the summer when a telephone rang downstairs and somebody said, "Betty Ruffner wants to talk to you today." They were not supposed to meet for a couple of days. My mother just embraced Michelle, and we've all remained fast friends. My daughter nannied for Michelle and her husband David summer. Back in D.C. A few years ago. So Michelle has a few things to say about how her career in historic preservation started under my mom's influence, and she's really fun to listen to. Also, there's a video of my mother talking about her early years in healthcare here in Arizona when she was first married and my dad was away in the Army Air Corps. And apparently she was responsible for certain health checks with certain working women downtown. And she tells a wonderful story on the video that you'll see at the event the YRMC, Yavapai Regional Medical Center. I'm glad they co-sponsored this program, by the way. Yavapai Regional Medical Center has always been one of my mom's favorite causes, and she gave a wonderful video that is not on their website for some reason, but we're showing it on Sunday about my mom's job there with the clinic in the Elks Theater, actually, in that very building. There was Dr. Yount's clinic, so...
So that'll be fun. I think what Becky was saying is these were kind of shady women.
Working women.
Back in the day, you know, the term has changed.
Just had to pass a test.
So I think the gathering from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock at the Elks Opera House is going to be sharing memories, sharing music, sharing just stories and, you know, motivating other people. You know, I saw a young lady today on Facebook. She just moved here in her 30s and she wants to meet people. She wants to get involved.
Talk about a chance to do that in one place.
Right.
Wow.
And, you know, there are so many wonderful causes. And I really honestly believe the passion that Elizabeth had for this region is what kept her going every single day when she got up. There was just something else that needed to be done. Yeah. You know, she loved her family more than anything. And when she was being inducted into the Arizona Hall of Fame, it was kind of cute because Becky's daughter had her granddaughter on her lap. You know, and Elizabeth was up on stage and she was being awarded this, but she was looking right at her great-granddaughter and her granddaughter, and that's what gave her that twinkle in her eye. She was so proud of them and so proud of her family. So she's just such a role model for all of us going forward.
And you know what? On that note, and Becky, I've said many times on the air here, this area has a reputation nationwide as a retirement mecca, but isn't it amazing how active so many retirees are when they come here and they devote their time to a labor of love? And it's amazing how many people find themselves busier in retirement than they were during their so-called working years.
I've heard that's true, and I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, it really is great. And your mother, of course, you know, your whole family has pretty much set the tone for that.
Yes, and I did want to mention one thing.
Sure.
You know, this area is very, very well populated with many historic families and many civic leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's what's made Yavapai County, as my mother would say, cradle of statehood and mother of counties.
Sure.
But we are really blessed with a wonderful, wonderful group of leaders and civic servants. I consider Cecilia Jernigan one of those. Just people who have that civic pride and want to be involved in building community here.
And we thank both of you so much for sharing that with us today. And tell us once again the time and place for the wonderful tribute to your mother.
That's going to be at the Elks Opera House on Sunday, May 26th, this Sunday coming up. It's from 3 to 5. We're asking people to be there at 2. Mm-hmm. The doors open at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you can
think of? And the overflow will be?
And the overflow's in the marina room and the Hacienda. And then I was told that the live stream can be looked at even later on the City of Prescott's Facebook.
How apt. Thank you so much, Becky Ruffner and Cecilia Jernigan. It'll be a great day Sunday for Prescott. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Hey, stay tuned because, you know, Memorial Day is coming up. That means time to get the backyard grill ready. We have just the authors to tell you about that. We have three barbecue and grilling masters to hear from coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
I've been talking to Ed Walsh, General Manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. And are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Memorial weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss, or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
Ed, I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Memorial Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Memorial Day under the tent and the giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, he's been called the Julia Child of Barbecue. Stephen Reichlin has been traveling the world for decades, collecting knowledge and a massive bag of tricks. And his latest book, The Brisket Chronicles, focuses on just one cut of beef, the brisket. Mr. Reichlin, I've heard the term Renaissance man before, but how does someone go from holding a degree in French literature to studying medieval cooking in Europe to being awarded a Fulbright scholarship to going into the Barbecue Hall of Fame?
It's been a very circuitous route. But, you know, actually there is a, and if you'd asked me in college, if you told me in college I was going to wind up writing books about barbecue and brisket and making TV shows, public television TV shows on barbecue, I would have thought you were crazy. But in a funny way, it all makes sense. And I think the unifying theme is I've always been fascinated by the intersection of food and culture and history. And writing about barbecue has enabled me to pursue that passion for going on 40 years now.
Boy, that sounds like a dream job for a lot of our backyard chefs in the listening audience. Now, a lot of our backyard chefs think smoking, grilling, and barbecue is all the same thing, but you differentiate those, don't you?
I do. So grilling is kind of what you do to a hamburger or a steak. It's a quick, high-heat cooking method for tender cuts of meat. True barbecue is a low, slow, indirect method. You're cooking more like 250 degrees. You're cooking for, your cooking time is measured in hours or half days in the case of brisket rather than in minutes. And barbecue is always done with wood smoke. Okay, smoke is the essence of true barbecue. Now, when it comes to smoking, all barbecue foods are smoked, but not all smoked foods are barbecue. So think, for example, of smoked salmon or smoked cheese, or more germane to the Brisket Chronicles, pastrami. These are all smoked meats, but they're not barbecue.
Now, in the Brisket Chronicles, the subtitle is How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. What makes the brisket so epic?
Well, first of all, there's its sheer size. A whole brisket tips the scales at about 15 to 18 pounds. So for many of us, it's the largest cut of meat we'll ever attempt to prepare at home. Second of all, its universality is absolutely mind-boggling. Brisket is central to the cuisines of Texas and Kansas City, of course, for barbecue. It turns up throughout the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. It is popular throughout Europe, where it's braised in wine in France, It's braised with onions and beer in Germany and Belgium, turns up in India. You even find it as far away as Vietnam, where brisket is the key ingredient in Vietnam's national beef noodle soup called pho.
Now, not only in your book, The Brisket Chronicles, do you differentiate between the main methods of cooking brisket, you also discuss the various equipment and techniques associated with each method.
I do, because while brisket is simple, it's easy, it's not always simple. I mean, and if you want to get into the barbecue game, you can barbecue a brisket on a kettle grill, you can do it in a water smoker, an electric smoker, a pellet grill, an offset barrel smoker. The only place you cannot barbecue a brisket is on a gas grill, I'm sorry to say. A gas grill just does not put out enough smoke. You can't run it for a low enough temperature for a long enough period of time to get true barbecued brisket on a gas grill.
And here in Arizona, where so many Korean barbecue places are popping up, your book mentions how Korean chefs start by freezing the brisket, don't they?
They do, and it's an amazing technique, and it just stands the whole knowledge of brisket cooking on its head, because, you know, common wisdom holds that you cook brisket for hours and hours and hours at low temperature. Koreans freeze the brisket. They slice it paper thin on a meat slicer, and then they direct grill it over hibachi. So you're looking at cooking time that could be as short as 30 seconds per side.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what's the best wood to use for smoking brisket?
Well, it sort of depends. If you are working in a Texas mode, you would use oak or mesquite. If you are kind of trying to emulate the Kansas City style, you would use hickory or applewood. The fact is that any hardwood is good for smoking brisket.
Now, your book also talks about making everything from breakfast to main dishes two sides, featuring brisket as the star of each of those, correct?
That is correct. That's another kind of fun thing that in writing this book, you know, initially you think of brisket, it's lunch, it's dinner, but there is a tradition of serving brisket for breakfast. I visited a wonderful restaurant called Valentino's in Austin, Texas, where they have a brisket breakfast taco. It's barbecued brisket, bacon, refried beans, potatoes, and fried egg on a tortilla that's warmed in brisket fat. And I want to tell you, that is a great way to get your day going.
Well, I have to confess, my favorite breakfast in the world is steak and eggs. So, now, what in your opinion?
Okay, well, I have a recipe for brisket and eggs in the book.
By the way, I just spoke to Elizabeth Carmel and about her book, Steak and Cake, in which you have an endorsement in her book. So my mouth is already watering. Now, in your opinion, what's the best way to season a brisket?
The most simple seasoning is the best. It's called a Dalmatian rub. It consists of equal parts coarse sea salt and cracked black pepper, and takes the name from the fact that it's black and white speckled like a Dalmatian. Mm-hmm. This is what all the pros use in Texas for seasoning a brisket. There are other rubs. You can get a little bit more fancy, but this is the one I keep coming back to.
Now, I keep seeing in the McCormick seasonings, Montreal seasoning. Now, that brings me to the point in your book about pastrami, corned beef, and Montreal smoked meat.
Absolutely. So, first of all, Montreal seasoning and Montreal smoked meat have nothing to do with one another.
Oh, okay.
They both originated in Montreal. But Montreal smoked meat is basically the French-Canadian version of pastrami. Like American pastrami, it's seasoned with garlic and coriander and black pepper. Like American pastrami, it is smoked and then steamed. The way it's different is that in Montreal, they don't brine the brisket first. They dry rub it, and then it is smoked. So it has a slightly different flavor. And the funny thing is, it's really starting to achieve popularity in the United States. There's a place called Fumare in Chicago that serves Montreal smoked meat. There's a deli chain that originated in Brooklyn. They're now in Manhattan and Nashville. They serve Montreal smoked meat. So it really has, it's really capturing the American palate by storm.
And how does competition brisket vary from restaurant cooked brisket?
So in competition brisket, what you're trying to do is make your brisket stand out from the other 30 briskets that might be judged that morning. So people tend to use extravagant spicing. They tend to inject the brisket with injector sauces to add a little extra moisture. Often there's a sweet glaze because, you know, we are sort of hardwired to love the combination of fat and sweet and salt. Whereas a restaurant brisket is just simply salt, pepper, and wood smoke. It's very simple. The emphasis is on the meat, not on the window dressing.
The name of the book is The Brisket Chronicles, How to Barbecue, Braise, Smoke, and Cure the World's Most Epic Cut of Meat. The author is Stephen Reichlin. Stephen, thank you for joining us on Q&A. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of your books?
Well, thank you so much. If anybody wants more information, my website is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com. My Facebook page is Stephen Reichlin. That's StevenRaichlin. And Instagram and Twitter are S. Reichlin. So sign up for my Up and Smoke newsletter. Lots of the latest tips on brisket barbecue and beyond.
Continued success and your publishing.
Thank you.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, it's time to fire up the grill. From the experts at Weber and seasoned grill master Jamie Previance comes the book, Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius. It's grilling made simple with 800 color photographs illustrating each step of the 100-plus new recipes. It's a beautiful hard-covered Bible for grilling. And whether you're new to grilling or a seasoned pro, this will become your go-to book for your backyard. All you need to do is look and cook. Read readers can follow any recipe in the book by glancing at the detailed step-by-step visuals, making this the first grilling book of its kind and a soon-to-be backyard staple. It makes it simple for beginners and experts alike to grill anything to perfection, from the ultimate porterhouse steak, the best American burger, show-stopping chicken, succulent shrimp skewers, beautifully charred corn on the cob, and luscious desserts. Jamie Previance has been Weber's master griller and teacher for 20 years. He creates innovative yet accessible and always delicious foolproof recipes. Readers will master the four T's of grilling: how to make the best ever roast turkey and luscious pan gravy right there on the grill, essential techniques and variations for cedar plank salmon, hosting a seafood fiesta with amazing fish tacos, how to roast an entire head of cauliflower and serve it with an India chutney, discovering simple, brilliant ideas for a wide variety of toppings for grilled baked potatoes, how to grill peaches and other stone fruits to make a number of quick desserts, and creating a stunning banana bread pudding with croissants and chocolate. Jamie Previance, after graduating from Stanford, taught English in California, then Indonesia. It was in Asia he developed a full-blown obsession with outdoor cooking that put smoke in his veins and led him to chef school. He graduated from the Culinary Institute of America with high honors and launched a food career that has included New York Times best-selling cookbooks and recognition from the James Beard Awards. So, Jamie, I have to ask you, how did you stumble upon this book after only 20 years as Weber's Grillmaster?
Well, through those 20 years, I have learned from people using my books and taking classes that there's nothing like seeing it in action for learning. So the goal with this book was to show people as clearly as possible how to do every step of every recipe. So we've packed it now with 750 plus photographs. So that means you can see exactly, you know, how to set up the fire, how to prep the food, when to turn the food, when to take it off, when it's done. I'm sorry to say it took me 20 years to figure that out, but I finally figured it out and delivered it here in this book.
So the name Weber is so synonymous, not only with barbecuing and grilling, but also with equipment, with seasonings in the spice aisle in the grocery store. And your book offers what you call flavor bomb variations. Describe that.
Flavor bomb variations are just fun, easy ways of mixing up some of your favorite foods. So let's say that you happen to love ribeye steak. I love a great ribeye steak. I've got a classic recipe for how to do it with a mushroom and pancetta topping. Really, really good. But you don't want to have that necessarily every week, so I give four variations. And the variations are meant to be very short, very easy to do. Examples being like blue cheese crumbles with tarragon, a little bit of lemon zest. Just drop that or bomb that on top of the ribeye, and you just got a totally different experience. Another one is a corn and black bean salsa. Another one is a hoisin ginger sauce with a little bit of sesame that you just drizzle over there, and some scallions. So it's just a way of very quickly mixing up your favorite foods for variety's sake.
Now, you graduated from Stanford. You taught English in California. What did being in Indonesia do that turned you with an obsession with outdoor cooking?
It did a lot. Because in Indonesia, a lot of families use the outdoors as their main kitchen area, and they cook over a live fire, everything, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I was living with I had a cook as part of my job as a teacher over there, and she taught me a lot about how to work the coals to create all different kinds of effects, and I was just fascinated by it. I didn't know anything about that. I'd grown up in a very traditional, you know, New Jersey household where we just did hot dogs and hamburgers. She just opened up my world. So when I got back to the States, I went to the Culinary Institute of America, and then I started working with Weber, and that's the short story. We don't have time for the long one.
Sure. So when it comes to super tender meats, you teach us the hows and whys of the reverse sear technique.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's one of 250 techniques in this book. It is the reverse of what most people do for a steak, which is fine. The traditional method is to sear it first, and then maybe just take it off the grill or maybe let it finish over indirect heat for a few minutes. The reverse sear means you start over indirect heat, so very low indirect heat with the lid closed, and you're kind of slow roasting the steak until it gets up to an internal temperature around 100 degrees. Then you crank up the heat of the grill and you finish the steak just for a minute or so on each side. The advantage of that is that you are a lot less likely to overcook the top and the bottom of the steak, so that when you cut into it, you get this giant swath of rosy red meat, as opposed to what sometimes happens with the traditional searing technique where you overcook the top and the bottom so you get some gray meat in there. So the reverse sear is a cool technique to try if you like a lot of rosy red meat.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to grilling or barbecuing, you have to pay attention, you say, to the four T's, and they are?
They are temperature, timing, techniques, and tools. So that's my short checklist for what to pay attention to most with any recipe, whether you're doing salmon fillets or flank steak or bananas. I mean, really, you just need to know what the temperature is of the grill. What is it, low, medium, or high? You know, what is the timing? Is this a 5-minute process or a 15-minute process? Big difference. Yeah. You know, you need to know what the technique is. Are you using direct heat, indirect heat? Maybe you're cooking with a plank. Maybe you're doing a rotisserie. Maybe you're cooking in the coals, but you got to have a handle on that technique. And then the last thing is you got to, of course, have the right tools to do it so that, you know, you're successful in the end.
And you also show it is possible to grill corn right in the burning embers without burning it. True?
True, absolutely true. Yeah, the technique there is that you take the ears of corn unhusked, so they're still got that papery husk on the outside. You soak those in water, so the husk absorbs some of that. And then when you drop those down on the hot embers, the water turns to steam, and that's what's really cooking the corn. A little bit of the smokiness of the fire gets into the kernels as well, and that's really great. Typically, the husks do burn, as you might imagine. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, you just peel away the husks, and you slather on some fabulous, you know, seasoned butter and cheese and whatnot, and, you know, you're a hero in your own backyard. People love the technique because it's so cool to see it in the fire. And then when they taste it, they think, wow, this is spectacular.
And not only do you, of course, barbecue or grill your main course, you show how to grill peaches and other stone fruits for desserts.
I do. I think that's an underappreciated area of grilling, grilling fruit and all kinds of desserts. I've got a peach and blueberry cobbler, which is very simple to do in a pan over indirect heat. Grilled pineapple directly over the fire on skewers with a little bit of a fresh blackberry sauce and some toasted nuts is wonderful. I do a banana and chocolate bread pudding with croissants in place of the typical bread. That's really delicious. And I think it's fun to just finish the meal that way and be able to know and to say, hey, I did this entire thing, like maybe three courses, appetizer, main course, and dessert entirely on the grill. That, to me, is sort of the definition of ultimate grilling.
And how do our listeners get a copy of Weber's Ultimate Grilling, a step-by-step guide to barbecue genius?
Well, you can certainly find it online at Weber.com, or you can get it in all the big stores. If you want to try some sample recipes, you can go to my website, which is JamieProviance.com, and you can see a variety of things to try. So that's probably the best way to start.
We'd also like to send a thank you to that family in Indonesia that set you on this path. But we also thank you, we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Hey, well, thank you. It's
Have
been
a great
pleasure.
Time.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 2. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 20th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A new O Predictive Insights poll shows 63% of Arizona voters support passing the Equal Rights Amendment. Chief of Research and Managing Partner Mike Noble says,
when asked about that issue, only 27% of voters actually were aware that it was even being debated down at the Capitol.
Democratic support for the ERA is at 79%, while only 44% of Republicans support it. When it comes to independent voters, 69% support it. Partly sunny and chilly with a high today of only 49. Scattered showers ending this afternoon. Clearing skies this evening for a very breezy, very cold overnight low near 37. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny and dangerously windy tomorrow. A high near 57. A 40% chance of rain returning Wednesday with a mostly cloudy, breezy high near only 49. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, showers dissipating this evening. After a breezy afternoon high near 59, chilling after bedtime to around 41, with a 20% chance for more rain Tuesday night, 40% Wednesday afternoon and evening. Highs near a very windy 68 tomorrow, a breezy 61 Wednesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam, calling out telemarketers.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Every year, countless crooked telemarketers talk hardworking Arizonans out of millions of dollars with promises of easy money. If you suspect telemarketing fraud, I'm calling on you to call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, simply put, steak and cake are just made for each other. And North Carolina native Elizabeth Carmel is a nationally respected authority on grilling, barbecue, and southern food. With her new book, Steak and Cake, she pairs each steak recipe with a matching cake. And cooks will have fun mixing and matching their favorite steak preparation with their favorite cakes. Well, just imagine. Now, Elizabeth, you're known as a nationally acclaimed grilling and barbecue expert. Tell us about your journey.
Yes. Well, you know what happened is I grew up in North Carolina, and I moved away, and I realized that if I was only going to have North Carolina-style pulled pork more than once or twice a year, I was going to have to teach myself how to make it. And I did that, and along the way, I just absolutely fell in love with all kinds of outdoor cooking, grilling and barbecue. And, you know, when you love something, you want to learn everything you possibly can about it. And so I set out to learn everything I could, and then when, you know, people didn't have answers to my questions, I actually created my own techniques to help other people. And one of my techniques that I created, I call it the Grilling Trilogy. But basically, if you know the difference between direct and indirect heat and when to use it, mm-hmm. all you need to make great tasting food is olive oil, salt, and pepper. And that is never truer than it is with steak.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all this research, how'd you come to write a cookbook about steak and cake?
So, I wrote a book about steak and cake very organically. This cookbook grew out of a class that I used to teach to home cooks at a cooking school in New York City called the Institute of Culinary Education. It was a recreational class, and it was on Saturday night. And so I thought to myself, what kind of class should I teach where people are going to have a great Saturday night experience and take home a few tips and tricks? And I thought, you know what? Steak and cake. Everybody loves steak and cake.
Sure.
And so to me, it made instant sense, and it was a big, big, big success. And the thing that really struck me is people would come into this class, which was a hands-on class, really anxious, really nervous, and after 4 hours of making their own steak and baking their own cake, which they didn't think they'd be able to do, they literally were walking taller, all smiles, sending me pictures of what they were making at home, and I thought to myself, I have to turn this into a book.
Now, in your book, you have recipes such as a cowboy steak with spirited whiskey butter, followed by a whiskey buttermilk bun cake. You've also got a chocolate layer cake with cocoa frangelico frosting paired with a prime New York strip with crunchy roasted and fried rosemary potatoes, not to mention a grilled tenderloin topped with horseradish cream, served with a crisp custardy Yorkshire pudding with a classic key lime cheesecake with a pecan and graham cracker crust. This sounds like a great idea to get the whole neighborhood together in your backyard.
You know what? Steak and cake is an instant dinner party, and this book is your guide to how to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And the book has 35 steak and cake pairings, but I don't want you to be tethered to the recipes. If you look through the book and you like one steak and one cake, then that's what you should make, because taste is absolutely subjective.
Mm-hmm.
I have paired the steaks and cakes in the way that I think they go together. I also, for every steak and cake pairing, I give you three other options for cakes and three other options for steak, because really any steak you like goes with any cake you like. But besides just the recipes that are absolutely delicious, as you know, I can't do a better job than what you just did describing them, but there is a primer in the back so that people really will learn the fundamentals of buying a steak, cooking a steak, you know, preparing a steak,
mm-hmm.
and the fundamentals of baking a cake. And then they've got all the flavors so that they can either make my recipes or they can go rogue and make their own.
Does your book also include recipes or tips for making side dishes?
Yes, my book has sides. So every steak is a full steak meal, and whether that means it has a compound butter on it, like the whiskey butter,
mm-hmm.
or whether it, you know, it has a side like the, you know, crispy, crunchy, roasted and fried rosemary potatoes. Everyone is a complete meal. And then in the sides chapter, I've also added some steakhouse classics like my version of cream spinach, which I call steakhouse spinach because it only has a little cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
And classic Caesar salad and many, many other favorite sides.
I understand there's a story behind your grandmother Odom's apple cake.
Yes, my grandmother Odom's apple cake. I'm sure everybody has, you know, a story like this. And my grandmother made an apple cake all the time, especially in the fall when apples were in season. And she had it memorized, so she just made it off the top of her head. And once she passed away, we were like, oh, my gosh, we didn't get the apple cake recipe. And we looked everywhere and couldn't find it. And my mother and I tried, you know, a dozen other apple cakes, and none of them were the same. And when I was working on this book, my mother found a recipe box from my grandmother, and there on an index card, very simply, it said apple cake. And so I made it, and we couldn't wait to taste it, and I cut a slice, and it was my grandmother Odom's apple cake. And so because I love that cake so much, I started making it a lot for friends and you know, people I had just met. And it really is the heart of this book, because it is the cake that makes non-bakers into bakers, mm-hmm. and it is the cake that makes prickly people into nicer people. I mean, people who didn't like me at all, once I shared my grandmother's apple cake with them, all of a sudden they became my best friend. And that is a true story.
I'll be darned. Now, you're also the author of Taming the Flame, Secrets for Hot and Quick Grilling and Low and Slow Barbecue, Pizza on the Grill, 100 Feisty Fire Roaster Recipes for Pizza and More, and Soaked, Slathered, and Seasoned, A Complete Guide to Flavoring Food for the Grill. So how can our listeners learn more about you and get copies of your books, including your new book, Steak and Cake, More Than 100 Recipes to Make Any Meal a Smash Hit?
Well, I have a website. It's Elizabeth Carmel, KARMEL.com. And all of my books are sold on Amazon, or, you know, in local booksellers, particularly Steak and Cake. You can find at your local bookseller. And I also have a website called Girls at the Grill. But if you go to ElizabethCarmel.com, all of my websites are, you know, are linked together. So you'll mm-hmm. find me there, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elizabeth Carmel, or on Twitter at Grill Girl.
Well, one of your endorsements is by Stephen Reichland, who I'll be talking to in about 1 hour.
Oh, great. Great. Stephen is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time.
That is great to know. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your culinary and your publishing careers.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Subaru, Honda, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, Chevrolet, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, GMC, and of course Ford.
Hi, Scott Hibbets, Jones Ford, Verde Valley. Our Spring into Summer event is on. This event, folks, has 125 pre-owned vehicles all on site right now, all with discounts and prices clearly marked. No city sales tax. Why would you pay more? Time is now. Cross the street from Denny's on Highway 89A in Cottonwood.
Jones Ford, home of the limited lifetime powertrain.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
What was your mouth watering? Yep. Once again, those books, Steak and Cake by Elizabeth Carmel, Weber's Ultimate Grilling by Jamie Previance, and The Brisket Chronicles by Stephen Reichlin. Hey, tonight is Musical Monday at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley at 7 p.m. It's Hello Dolly. Then tomorrow night for the Tuesday Night Classic, also at 7 o'clock, it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 and Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me right back here tomorrow for a very special Q&A featuring everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart, about his special Memorial Day broadcast, The Great Price Paid. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.